Karu, how the fuck did you get robbed?
Well, let's just talk about our takeaways and tips for anyone who does want to go to Coachella.
It was 2 a.m. at Coachella. Mm-hmm. I was getting ready to leave this guest party.
Hey guys, so we want to quickly pause this episode to talk about our new exciting announcement. We just launched our Finesse Pod memberships with the power of Fourth Wall. What does being a member look like? Well, we're calling our members Finessers because all of y'all who listen to the podcast are mad Finessers. For $5 a month, you can get subscribed and get once a month Q&A with me and Karu, full video versions of the podcast, and exclusive content. To sign up, just check out finessepod.com. That is finessepod.com. And if you're a creator and you want to try this for yourself, check out Fourth Wall. They help you build amazing, beautiful websites, launch products, and memberships. All right. Thank you guys for listening and going back to the pod.
Hey guys, my name's Jade.
Hi, my name's Karu.
And you're listening to Finesse! We are doing the Coachella edition, or we just came back from Coachella and we're going to review it. How are you feeling?
Tired, exhausted, drained.
All the above. I'm not joking, guys. I cried every single day at Coachella, and we're going to get into why. But Karu went to weekend one. I went to weekend two. For those who don't know, what is Coachella and like, what are the different vibes from weekend one and weekend two?
So weekend one is, well, first off, Coachella is like a music festival with some of the most biggest artists in the world where they go and perform. And it's also a stage for up and coming artists as well. So it's a mix of both. I think it's kind of like a rite of passage to any person ever to ever go. Like,
it's iconic. It's iconic.
Coachella, yeah. Weekend one is what I like to call the Influencer Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly influencers, people in the industry, like really go for weekend one. Most of the parties are in weekend one. Everything's in weekend one.
Weekend two is more for the music. Like, people come not for the hype, I would say. I mean, I would say they're still influencers regardless, but definitely more for the music. This was my first year at Coachella, and I got VIP tickets from my sponsor, Red Bull. But I'm really thankful because they are pretty expensive. But speaking of expensive, Karu actually got the highest tier ticket, Artist Pass, which is, I don't even know how much, like $8,000. I mean, how the fuck did you get artist tickets the day before weekend one? Like, how the fuck did you finesse that? Like, that's the ultimate finesse.
So I was actually stressed out because I didn't know if I wanted to go to Coachella, if I was going to commit to Coachella, if I was going to go to Coachella. Like these were all, like, I was thinking about these days before I was actually going to go.
I'm also, like, keep in mind, I was watching stories, like, he's at Palm Springs, but I know he doesn't have a ticket. Like, I know this bitch doesn't have a ticket yet.
So, I was able to finesse housing for myself, which I would not know later on what I would come to.
The price you paid for it, it's not worth it.
So, I was like, okay, like, let's, fuck it. I'll go to Coachella, and then I'll figure out how to get a ticket there. You bet your ass I called every single person I know wanting a ticket, like any kind of ticket.
What did people even say, like, when you asked the day before? They were like, are you crazy for asking the day before? Or were they like,
I think definitely a lot of people thought I was crazy. And a lot of people was like, if you asked a week before, like 2 weeks before, like, yes, for sure. Like, and so I was like, you know what, maybe better planning next time. And now I know who to write people to ask, you know, but I definitely called every single person I know trying to finagle a ticket.
Who the fuck picked up?
Okay, I don't want to say their name out loud.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want them
to get bombarded.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, someone from someone's team who I'd done a lot of work with, and I was like, yeah, I need an artist pass like that. And they're like, yeah, we got one. You want one?
And was it like by accident they had one, or they had to like work really hard to get one? Like, I'm sure those are really exclusive, probably sold out for weekend one. Like, how the fuck did it go down?
It's not that exclusive if you know the right people.
I
think that's what Artist Pass is really, but like in general, I think it's for people who are working with artists, like, yeah, part of artist team. And I am technically part of this artist team. I've done a lot of business with this artist. We've done so much for this artist. So,
well, you have been Artist Pass before, and this year, how was it? Like, was it the same vibe, better, worse?
So this year, there was no, there were carts, just not carts for us.
What? So you had to walk everywhere?
Most of the time, yeah. It was terrible, actually. So if you're actually going to Coachella, just go Safari.
Wait, what is Safari?
Safari is like the VIP version of Coachella where you have like your own tent.
Oh, right. I've seen that. Charlie Chang did that.
So funny enough, the person I met so many times and ran into so many times is Jasmine and Charlie.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. I love
it's
that for you.
Funny.
Yeah, they went VIP, VIPA.
Yeah,
no, like, yeah, they like, if you don't know, Charlie Chang also made a YouTube video. I saw this, but he stayed in like a $12,000 little hut. Like, I'm talking a hut.
But it's right inside Coachella, I think.
And you get artist pass.
It's practically artist pass. You can go everywhere.
That's sick.
It's insane.
And like with your ticket, you got to go backstage, right?
I got to go backstage, yeah. So what was interesting about that is like some stages have their own wristbands.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So sometimes I was able to finesse going into stages, and sometimes like you don't have the right wristband.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you guys here. I went VIP, which you would think is like the vibe. It is not the same as Artist Pass, okay? The name does sound deceiving. But basically, I cried every single day because of Coachella because the dust was insanely bad. Like, I don't know for you, does Artist Pass have a different area to walk around? Okay, yes. So Coachella has over 150,000 people. You can imagine how much dust it brings up because it's in the desert. And your girl has asthma. And I'm telling you guys, these are some photos of me crying like every single night. I was crying because I couldn't breathe. And it was really sad, actually, when you think about it, because it's like literally, it wasn't just the dust, but everyone was smoking, which is fine because it's a music festival, but I was not prepared. And it just sucks because I literally had to go home early every night because I couldn't breathe. And it's no joke. Like, apparently all my other friends were also coughing, like, dust and shit. So it is insane. How did you manage the dust? Or was it better in your area?
So surprisingly, a lot of people got really, like did not like the dust, all of that stuff. And I'm like, so I lived in the desert.
She's like, I like the dust.
So I lived in the desert for roughly 8 to 9 years. And so like the dust.
You're built for this shit.
Like it didn't bother me.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, everybody's like coughing and like having to put bananas and shit. I'm like, damn, guys, it's fine. You know, like, so I wasn't bothered. I had people like right next to me who were like coughing their fucking brains out. And I'm over here, I'm just like you know, little jolly. Like.
Just like, walking it, I'm chilling. That's great for you. I literally had I literally looked like I had COVID. Like, I had an N95 mask with another mask, and I looked insane. Like, even my friends were like, it ruined the outfits, okay?
It's always about the outfits. But I do want to say, like, Artist Compound is kind of a vibe.
What does that mean?
It's more industry. If anything, Artist Compound is like a mix of industry and all those kind of people.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So speaking of which, let's talk about the cool people we met. Anyone interesting you met at Coachella weekend two? Oh, weekend one this year?
I got to meet Blackpink.
You met fucking Lisa Black from Blackpink.
Lisa, Jenny, Rosé, right?
Yes. Fuck, if you were like, hey, Rosie.
It's not Rosie. That's why I want to say like the pronunciation.
Yeah, it's
right.
Rosé.
And then Jisoo.
Oh my God. How are they? Are they?
Also, funny enough, I met their manager at Majuri at West Hollywood after Coachella.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
And like the way I recognized her with Blackpink is like I saw she was holding an artist pass and the keys were inside the artist pass. Mm. And I was like, wow, that's so funny. And like, I'm like, oh, you went to Coachella. I went artist pass too. And like, you know, not me thinking this was just another girl. I'm like, yeah. And she didn't really speak as much English.
Oh, she was Korean, like, maybe.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, who did you go with? And she just like started laughing. I'm like, and I said, ooh, Blackpink.
That's so cool. Damn. So funny. Good contact for next time. I didn't meet Tyga, but I haven't told you this because I've been saving it for the podcast, so we have good content. So I literally was like at this after party with like Kate Renata, Sheehan, the devil. But there's Kate Renata, Anderson .Paak performing. It was like this really cool intimate party. And apparently it was like the party. It's called Zanyara. Apparently our Uber driver was even like frothing at the mouth when he heard that we're going to Zanyara. And I got tickets again from my sponsor, but Tyga was there. And I was like, well, first of all, he's kind of small. But second of all, I was like, oh shit, Rack City, bitch, you know?
I met Tyga.
Zane goes up to Tyga, my boyfriend, and he goes, Tyga, you and me had the same NFT profile picture on Twitter. And Tyga goes, huh? And he's like, you and me, we got a funk. It's like crypto funk. And he goes, oh, okay. And then Zane asks for a photo. He's like, sure. And then they take a photo. And it was like such a moment. I was like, damn, I could never. But I thought that was so cool.
I was at a Jack Harlow concert when I first met Tyga. I could not go up to him. I was like,
he's a little intimidating.
Yeah, he is a little intimidating.
I mean, the guy's like dripping in ice.
Ice. The most fucked up thing is I've ever done probably is it was 2 a.m. at Coachella. Mm-hmm. I was getting ready to leave this guest party. Funny enough, I met Alex Earl, David Dobrik. Like,
oh, this is Coachella.
Yeah, Coachella. I think it was at the guest compound.
Okay. Oh, yes, yes, I heard about that.
So they had a party there, and, you know, one of the late people that arrived was Sweetie. Oh. So there was this black car comes pulling up, and a girl pops up the hood. And it's this girl who's blonde, like, totally different look to what she was wearing the day before. Mm. So I know what Sweetie looks like.
Right.
And I've seen her Instagram, and it's this totally different girl.
Yeah.
But, like, the music sounded familiar. I'm like, that sounds like Sweetie. Oh, my God. But, like, I didn't want to say it.
Assume. Like, you don't want to assume also because that would be racist as fuck.
So a photographer comes out, right, and starts taking pictures of her. I'm like, and, like, this whole thing, like, she's, like, posing and shit. I'm like, oh, who is that? This girl, I just want to say that's hella rude. You know, if someone's just asking you a question, like, you don't need to be mean about it. Like, yeah. You don't have to have, like, you know, like, not everybody knows anybody. Like,
yeah, wait, so what happened? You said who, like, what did you do?
So, Sweetie, okay, I love her. She's amazing. She says it her real name. She's like, I'm Diamond, which is her real name.
Oh.
I Googled it, and that's her real name. And she didn't say Sweetie.
Okay.
And so, I was like, what is this girl? Diamond. And so Sweetie said her real name. So okay. Like, I can't blame her for like saying her real name.
That is her real name.
So when I ask her, what's your name? She says Diamond. You know, that's okay. Her real name. So I couldn't say anything. But I asked this girl, her photographer, oh, who is she? Like,
what did she do?
She just didn't even talk to me, like pretend I wasn't there.
Oh, she's like, bruh, I'm dead.
And I just felt like that was a little rude.
I'm dead. I mean, if you assume that everyone knows you, that's a red flag, but...
But Sweetie didn't.
Like, Sweetie didn't. Oh, her photographer did.
Her photographer was just being stuck up.
I think.
But Sweetie did say her real name.
So that's a cutie. I respect that.
I can't fuck with that. Like, you know, I fuck with that. Like, she was just
a real one. Yeah, that's cute. I mean, I like Sweetie. I think she's real. I actually been in a meeting with Sweetie before. She's a real one.
She's
Filipino
too, so I'm like, I fuck with that.
Oh my God.
Support out there. But, that was what, and then my friends ended up texting me like, hey, come back, like, so I ended up canceling my Uber because it was like 15 minutes away. I'm like, fine, I'll party even more. Which I ended up not getting home that night and just ended up sleeping at their tents back at Camp Coachella.
I have a question. When you get artist pass, do you get access to all these after parties or no, you have to still be invited?
Yeah, you still have to be invited.
Yeah, like, we were, like, I was surprised about, like, how hard it was to get into, like, well, first of all, traffic was insane. But second of all, just, like, they really take their security really seriously. Oh, apparently Jeff Bezos was at the same party as me.
Really?
I think that's so funny.
I think, I don't know if I told you this. I was at, was it Jai Wolf? I believe it was Jai Wolf's concert. And I was, like, dancing my little heart away. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly I felt space behind me. So you know how it's, like, crowded?
Yeah.
I feel like I keep bumping into people.
What happened?
I just felt like, oh, suddenly there's space behind me. What happened? Not me embarrassing my ass in front of Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny.
You're joking. Wait, were they together?
Yes.
Confirmed. Is Timothée Chalamet and Kylie together? Did you see them together?
I didn't see them.
Okay, this would be funny if Carlo was the source.
I was dancing, and then there was these two big guards right behind me. And then right in front of them is, like, it was, I think it was four guards. One here, one here, one here. And right in the middle is Kendall and Bad Bunny.
Oh my God, I'm dead. I'm dead. Who else did you see famous-wise? Justin Bieber?
Oh, Dylan from Wallows. Like, the guy from 13 Reasons Why.
Damn, look at you.
Honest to God, I was like, I forgot one of my glasses at home, and I was wearing shades, and it was so dark. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it was him, but like, damn. I could barely see anything.
Would you say Artist Pass is worth it?
No.
Really? You didn't pay anything, though, so you can't really.
If anything, Artist Guest is fine, but if you got money like that and you're trying to network, get a Safari Pass.
Damn, okay. That's interesting advice. I mean, for anyone who has that money, hit us up because we want to be friends with you. Because we don't. I mean, honestly, just finesse it if you can.
Right, yes. Exactly. You know, get yourself a hot man, you know, to pay for your Safari Pass. I do want to say, though, like just being for real, there's so many, the dynamics of Coachella and relationships really made me think about things a little bit more deeper. Like, if you're a hot girl, like, you're literally, like, your whole Coachella experience literally could be free.
Yeah, I see that a lot, actually. I mean, a lot of the people at the after parties definitely didn't even go to the festival. They just went to the after parties, which I would do if I didn't have a ticket. But yeah, definitely, there's ways to enjoy Coachella if you don't have money or if you're hot.
Like, I met some girls who, like, met a guy, like, a few weeks before and said, oh, do you want to go to Coachella? And damn. Now they're, like, Artist Pass.
Carl, you're just right up there. Maybe you don't get to have a guy give you a ticket, but you have so many connections.
It tells me about, like, relationships and them, those dynamics.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a lot of...
Damn, hot girl industry people, right?
All right, we're going to go into a quick intermission and... talk about the saga of Karu getting robbed at Coachella. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, let me just pause this podcast to thank our sponsors, Fourth Wall. They're the reasons that we can make this a reality and we can make this podcast even happen. They've helped me and Jade in so many different ways and we can't thank them enough. For a limited time, we're giving away $25 to anyone that uses our link, fourthwall.com/finesse. To give you a little context, Fourth Wall helps us empower our website with merchandise, memberships, and even shares our content and gives us a website to put everything, all of our content, all in one place. We want to thank them for helping us help build our dream website and help us empower our community. That's again, fourthwall.com/finesse. And now, back to the podcast.
All right, before we dive into Karu's horrific story and getting robbed at Coachella, we're going to play a game. We're going to rate Coachella outfits because I feel like this would be really fun. Obviously, Karu is a fashion icon. I think I have a good sense of style. We'll see. All right, the first person we have on the chopping block. Also, I don't think you've ever seen these, so maybe you'll get like a fresh reaction. Okay, the first person we have on the chopping block is Adeline Morin. I think this is so sick. We have to rate them out of 10, by the way, 1 out of 10.
It's definitely unique.
You don't like it? I think she's just hot.
Yeah, that's like if an ugly person did this.
Is her outfit good or is she just hot?
And she's just hot.
Rate out of 10.
Like, I feel like if someone else did this, it would not look as slay as.
Yeah, she's a slay. I give her a 10 out of 10. But Karu, give your rating.
Maybe an 8.
Okay. If I wore it, what would you say?
Girl, no.
All right, next person on the chopping block, we got Madison Beer. I think this is another example of, is the outfit good or is she just hot?
She's just hot.
Like,
the outfit's not great.
Don't ask me what anything, what is it? Don't ask me what the color of anything is.
She's just hot.
Look at those yonkers. Look at those yonkers. Jesus Christ. Imagine just
damn, being... Jade, your bi shide is showing.
No, I feel like not even bi. Everyone will think Madison Beer is hot. I feel like you think Madison Beer is hot.
I've met Madison.
Oh, yeah. Is she sweet?
She's very nice.
Rate out of 10.
Her best friend's really nice, too.
I give this outfit, just because it's not that creative, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10, but she's hot. Read it.
7?
Yeah. I would give her a higher rating if there was something more to it. It's just literally so it's a little too minimal for Madison Beer, I think. She could go
right. Like all these celebrities, I think, could have done a nicer job.
Speaking of minimal, Karu on the chopping block.
Oh, no.
Rate your own outfit. I mean, to be fair, you got robbed.
All my clothes for Coachella.
You kind of had different outfits, though. You had at least one. You had the denim look.
Girl, what are you talking about? Like, okay, it was me adding a hoodie.
I give Karu's Coachella outfit a 10 out of 10 because he got robbed.
10 out of 10, yes.
For the circumstances.
Airbnb got robbed.
He's like, bitch, why am I on here? Camila Cabello. You know she's back with Shawn Mendes?
It's okay. I also saw them backstage.
Is it confirmed? Are they together?
I don't know. I just saw them both. But
I give her outfit a 5 out of 10. I know that Camila could have more access to... She has all the money in the world. Come on. Havana Unana was a bob. She has so much money. Come on now.
Oh my God.
You could have... This literally looks not like... This looks like Urban Outfitters 2017. I'm going to get roasted
it's
for this.
It's giving like 2016 Kylie Jenner.
It is. I will say...
You know those things where like, they had like chokers on their neck.
Yes. I think Camila, you could do better, but she's a cutie, so I don't really think she looks
like
bad.
Yeah, it's like another one of those, like, is she just... like,
all right. Jade Dynamo Oxa.
You know...
Just rate it, Karu. That's the only job you have.
7 over 10.
Okay, rate this one.
Oh, this one I actually like better. Maybe like 8.
Okay, I'll take it. You have... Oh!
My favorite outfit was the last one.
You do? You like the Minions?
I think it's a 9 over 10.
Wait, really? The Minions? Is it just because it's Minions?
It was pretty unique.
Right?
Okay, this is... It was really unique. It was giving, like, sporty girl. Like, it was giving a lot of things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
9 over 10, really.
Creative. Madeline...
Plus, you can do, like, a whole pose, like, thank you, Red Bull, you know?
Yeah. And the Minions kind of add, like, I'm quirky, she's kind of funny.
Right,
it was Madeline's idea to add the Minions, so thank you, Madeline. My fish. Oh, my God, you know. All right, thank you for joining us on Is She Hot or Is It a Fit? Is she skinny or is it a fit?
Is she actually hot?
I like how we don't rate any of the guys, because I feel like guy outfits are just kind of... It's like, I see the same shit. It's just a button-up
right,
and shorts.
Literally, like...
Unless you were assless chaps, which we're not going to go into. I'm way over assless chaps. All right, so we came back from intermission. We're going to kind of go into the story you've been waiting for. Karu, how the fuck did you get robbed?
So I got robbed. So I think it was the first day. I was trying to find my ticket, get my ticket. And then the issue was that I didn't really have my ticket yet. Like, and so... all of us were out. Only if I stayed that whole day at the house, I could have probably caught the robber.
Fuck.
I know.
So this happened during daylight or at night?
Daylight.
Damn. Okay, so what happened? So you were out. Everyone was out of the house. This is the first night of Coachella. Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Okay.
And then when we all came back that night, everything was gone.
What time did you come home?
What time?
Yeah.
Like 1 a.m., 2 a.m.?
It's like not that late. So this has to happen
in the morning.
Oh my God. And you believe it's an inside job?
We believe so.
I believe too. And how many things got stolen? Like how many people were in the house? Like how many things of yours were stolen? Everything? How bad was it? Also, was the house disheveled or was it just your shit taken?
I'm just now like, what the hell? Like, I could have died if I stayed.
Yeah, actually, don't stay home. Don't stay home. What the fuck?
Like, I'm just like now thinking, like, realization is like, I could have stayed at the house instead of like just wandering around because that's what I did while waiting for my pass. And like, I'm just now thinking like.
Maybe it's a better idea than what wandered.
Yeah, I think the universe like told me to like, get out of there because something bad could have happened to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's better to get robbed than to get hurt, for sure. It's still a shitty situation. Was the house, like, super disheveled, or was it just your shit taken?
It was just my shit taken.
See, that's even more sus. Like, you would think they would rummage through the, like, drawers and shit, you know?
Right.
Hmm. And whose Airbnb was this? Was it a house or was it your, was it?
It was just an Airbnb. Oh, so one of my friend Teresa's birthday and they rented out the Airbnb.
That is sucks ass. And you had to wear the same underwear for 2 days?
Okay, Jade, we don't need to actually point this stuff out, you know? Like,
come on, that's funny as well.
Like, damn. I've seen you wear the same underwear.
No, I definitely have worn the same underwear way too long because I don't shower every day.
What?
Yeah, I don't shower every day. I shower every other day.
I shower every day.
I know, and my parents are going to kill me for saying this, but the reason why I don't shower every day is because showering is bad for me. It hurts my skin because I have eczema, so... I know, it's kind of gross. Anyways, I feel so bad. I hope you get your shit back, and I hope the robber knows how fucked up that is.
I know, it's terrible.
I mean, that's literally the worst. Like, that is the worst Coachella horror story. Like, you could getting robbed on the first day, and you have no clothes.
Honestly, I think that's the worst thing you can ever do at Coachella is repeat an outfit.
Not your Gucci bag stolen, just the outfit repeater.
No, right.
I know how it is, though, because it's like, once you're at Coachella, you're so fucking dusty, like... It's disgusting.
Like, it's dirty.
It's so gross. Oh, my God.
And so that's why you want, like, a fresh, clean of pants.
And it's also, like, sleeping. Like, being able to sleep at night after it happened is so scary. How the fuck did you sleep at night?
Well, I was just probably really tired from walking all day.
That's true. Coachella,
so
damn.
I hope. But also, I felt the most skinniest I've ever been, the most healthiest
I know, right? Me too. I was, like, snatched.
Just, like, 20,000 steps per day.
Yeah, slay.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I'm happy that, I mean, are you happy you went, or would you rather have not gotten robbed?
I definitely met some people I can, like, that new friends I would have not met if I didn't go to Coachella.
So in that case, it's worth it.
It was worth it.
We're going to talk about just some, after, you know, like, more finessing moments at Coachella. I want to talk about how I finessed food and drinks at Coachella, because, you know, I have a cheap ass. And one thing that you guys should know, and I don't know if you know this, did you know if you order a vodka Red Bull and you ask for the can, they will give it to you for free?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I made a whole TikTok about it. So if you order like a, you know, like an alcoholic drink, usually they don't give you the can. They just give you the drink, but you can actually ask for the full can because they don't use all the Red Bull. Now that you know, you can save this and say, I learned it on the Finesse Pod.
That's crazy. I usually just get my drinks paid for.
Well, first of all, at Coachella, it's $25 for a freaking drink.
Right,
so.
That's why, you know, you've got to be a hot girl like that. Finesse.
Okay, another finesse is me and my friends snuck in little sandwiches in our bras. Like little.
Wait, you couldn't bring food in?
Yeah, you're not allowed to bring food in. You had to finesse it. Some people bring it in if you're camping or you're staying there, but in terms of the actual, like, getting in, you can't bring food. So me and my friends, we just put some sandwiches in our bras and then we walked in and then they let us through.
So you put it in your boobs?
Yeah, like, we put it in our boobs because like...
The sandwiches.
Sandwiches, yeah.
And they were plastic wrap?
Yeah, of course. No, bitch. No, they were raw dogging. Piece of bread here, piece of bread there.
Right.
What other...
Like, whoa. Like, you know, half of the ham is here.
Ew. And the sweat.
That's flavor.
Bro, that's protein. What's another finesse that I did? My friend... snuck in a flask of alcohol and she put it in her boot, but it was so obvious. I don't know how she went through the fucking metal detector, but she got in. So if you're a cheap ass,
just say you have metal over here.
Oh, like you have like a prosthetic or like you have diabetes or something?
No, but like don't people have like metal stuff down here?
What the fuck? Why would they have metal stuff down there? Like a piercing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could say you have a nipple piercing. Actually, that would go, if you put it here, you'd be like, no, that's just my nipple. Bitch, if there's like a fucking bottle, though, that's like not a nipple piercing, though. That ain't no nipple piercing. I will say, you know, one finesse.
It's like a huge ass bottle piercing, like, oh, I can't take it off. Okay.
You know what I think? I don't know if you experienced this. This is actually the ultimate hack. In terms of getting into security, like, I feel like, especially at the airport or at festivals, some people will give you a hard time. What I learned is if you're a girl, go to a guy. If you're a guy, go to a girl. Because, like, they're going to be more sweet to you. I don't know why, but that works for me.
Yeah, girls' security are much more...
Much more nice to you, right?
Also, like, Coachella really hires some really mean people.
I know.
Well, back up!
I feel bad, though, because, like, they're also in those suits for, like, 10 hours. I feel bad. But, yeah, I always go to a guy that, like, either, like, looks like he could be into me or looks like he's going to have a good time.
Also, like, so something I did with my friends, it was so funny. I just pretended, so I was wearing an all black fit.
Mm-hmm.
And at one of, I think it was Labyrinth, I just, and two of my friends are just VIP.
Yeah.
And so I just go, back up, on the entrance.
You acted like security?
I acted like security.
I'm dead.
And they let them in.
The nurse!
Like, I was just like, back up. And the security like moved away. Like they thought I was security. So I was like, back up. Like, and it was me and my other friend. He was also big. But this time he was a big guy. He was also wearing all black.
And you guys were just...
We just... Back up. Like,
I'm fucking dead. You know what they say though? Like, apparently if you bring a ladder anywhere, you can get in. Like, I've seen people like just bring up, pretend like, you know, they're maintenance and they bring a ladder and they walk in. Cause like
to the worker.
Yeah. People are like, oh, you're, he's like, yeah, sorry, I'm fixing something. And they're like, oh, okay, come in.
Also, apparently there was like, I saw a guy, like someone dug a whole thing under like the fences.
Yeah. To get in.
That's
okay. That's a little much though. Come on. Digging a hole. I'm dead.
And like, they were all going in that hole and going up to Coachella.
Okay, I don't think I could top that. That's fucking insane. I'm trying to think of other... I mean, I've seen people jump the fence. I've seen people do that. I've seen people also just, like, wait outside the gate and see people sell their tickets or give their tickets. But digging a hole is a whole new extreme.
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
I can't do that.
A moment of silence.
not the singing voice.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about Jade. Why did Jade fight with everyone at Coachella? Because
oh my god,
literally, I don't know if it's the heat plus a sweat plus a dust.
Always sweats with everybody.
I know, but like, I was such a bitch.
Cranky Jade.
I was a cranky Jade. I was such a bitch. Like, I literally know this because like Zayn was like literally so fed up with me. He was like, you keep picking fights. And the truth is, I definitely was. So I definitely was a bitch. I don't know why. Coachella just makes you a bitch. I don't know what it is. Like,
yeah, Coachella really makes you a bitch.
It's just the heat. I think it's the heat.
No, you know what? It was so cold during... it was
weekend one, I heard, was very, very nice. I heard it was very...
weather. Weekend two, I hear, was so hot.
I mean, Jennie Kim had to take a break because... She had to take a break because of how hot it was. So, you know, she's not...
Jennie Kim?
Did you not see it? On weekend two, Jennie Kim was so out of breath, she had to stop the performance halfway because she was, like, too hot.
Damn.
I feel bad, but, like, you know it's hot. It was so fucking hot. Oh, my God, my TV.
Too hot, Tam.
I'm dead. It's giving Creed. Listen to our Creed episode if you haven't.
Funny enough, a lot of people... approaching about that, like, how do you know Creed? I'm like, dude, we're hot girls like that.
Our episode's iconic. Like, Creed, just like, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. That's all.
Like, we're just great investors. That's what I would
say. Bitch, I invest into a relationship more than you, but
I mean, in general. Wow, not so this is what Jade does when she's cranky, you know, like, wants to make sure she's the center of attention.
Oh my god. All right, so let's just talk about our takeaways and tips for anyone who does want to go to Coachella.
Sure.
Let's wrap this shit up. So what is your top three tips?
Go safari if you're a rich bitch.
I like how unattainable your tips are. Okay, go safari if you can. If you have $30,000, go safari.
Don't go camping because that shit's like, you know.
Carter, some people watch his episodes, they're like, this is the only thing I can afford, bitch. The fuck?
It's just not a vibe. I feel like it's so hot in the morning and like the showers are like, oh, yeah, so long.
You have
it's
to wait like, an hour for showers.
It's just not worth it. I feel like if you want to go to Coachella, do it right. You know,
yeah, I wouldn't go. If you can't go to Coachella right, I wouldn't go.
Also, like, find, like, it's so much cheaper if you have a lot of friends.
Yes. That is a good tip. Like, try to get at least 9 or 10.
Yeah, like, it's so much more cheaper.
Yes.
Definitely try to eat before you go to Coachella.
Mm.
Just because, like, food there, like, for $25, and it's just, like, small.
My little bowl.
But also, hot tip, Korean barbecue at Coachella, like, this VIP thing, was so good.
Really?
There was this VIP area. I don't know where it was, but there was this VIP area, and the Korean barbecue chicken, and I think that beef stew was so good.
Oh, they had really good noodles, like, chili garlic noodles.
Oh, from Bang Bang.
Yeah!
I didn't try that, but
it was good. My top three tips are definitely budget more money than you think. Like, go getting Ubers back and forth from your Airbnb are expensive.
So, like, I spent like $40 each time.
It's like so expensive. There's also pedicabs that you can pay $15 each way to get you actually in from the entrance to the actual festival because it's a mile walk. So just, you're gonna spend more money. So just buffer more money than you think you're gonna spend.
I always take the pedicab.
Me too. I literally can't bother walking. I can't bother walking.
Could not bother walking. I was like, fine, I'll cough off the $15. And then one time, all throughout the whole me going, pilgrimage to the Coachella camping ground, and I had to take two. And each time, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not walking. I'll just take
it. It's like all of a sudden, the recession's over when the pedicabs show up.
I had their number, so I would just call and like have them pick me up. It was so fun.
Damn.
But like all these people give you the most fucked up stares.
Cause really? Like, they're like, bitch, I'm walking.
I'm walking, and then like it's me just like.
I mean, to me, it's worth it because it's a mile. It's a mile, girl. We sound so lazy. So my second tip is take the pedicabs if you can, or wear comfortable shoes. I see bitches wearing cowboy boots, and I'm like, how?
Heels, like,
oh, how? God, how? How, girl? Well, by the end of the night, I also see them take them off. But just be comfortable. And my last tip is don't get FOMO if you can't go to Coachella, just because I would go for sure once in a life, but it is a music festival and there's a lot of music festivals. And if you're not an influencer, I don't see the point in going, because it's like, it really is just an opportunity to meet people, listen to music.
It's like networking.
We're gonna get canceled. People are gonna be like, Coachella's for the music, dumb bitches. What do you mean networking? I'm like, okay, but you don't understand. This is like work for us.
Yeah.
For me, it was worth it because I really had so much fun.
I had a great time, somewhat.
I just feel like,
but I met some new friends. I to me that's worth it.
Really, even getting robbed.
Not getting robbed. Nothing beats getting robbed. But
at least you still have your like valuables, like your passport, wallet. Like that's the most important. I would be so fucked.
I almost thought I brought my SSN to Coachella.
Bitch, why would you bring your SSN to Coachella?
Right. That's what I thought. I left it in New York. So.
Well, did you know if you lose your SSN, you can always get it back.
Number changed?
No, the same one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what, they can steal my identity.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think about that. Okay, you're right. You're right. If someone steals your SSN, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
Yeah, actually, fourth tip. You should learn from this. Don't bring valuables to Coachella. Literally, just wear whatever is cheap.
Something that looks expensive as cheap.
Yeah, go to DH Gate and have a shopping spree, okay? Like, have the fun at your Alibaba and get the fakes.
100%.
Like, if you have a Rolex, get a fake one. If you have a little Chanel bag. I see some girls wearing Chanel bags at Coachella. I'm like, girl, you be a Target. You are a walking Target. The most high brand I wore at fucking Coachella was Lululemon. Like, that was the highest tier brand I could wear.
I think it was last year, right before Coachella. You know, it's funny enough, If I kept that bag, it would have been 1 year since I've had that bag.
Bitch.
Because I got that bag right before Coachella.
That's so sad. You love that backpack.
Love that backpack.
Caro had a Gucci backpack before it was stolen, and he loved it.
Loved it. Like, took it everywhere. Brought it to Bali. Like,
I was going to say I'll get you a new one for your birthday, but it's a recession, so maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Actually, speaking of recession, in the next episode, we're going
to
be...
I have a Tumi, though, now.
Oh, that's nice. In the next episode, we're going to talk about the recession. So make sure you listen to episode 8. I think I'll be launching in like 2 weeks whenever this is up. We're actually pre-filming right now because Carl lives in New York, which we're going to talk about in the next episode. But thank you guys for watching our Coachella review. I hope you liked this. I hope you missed us. What should the people know? What should the people do after this episode?
You should go follow us on Twitter. And also, we're going to VidCon.
Oh my God, yeah, we're going to VidCon. Buy your tickets now using our link below. We're going to be speaking together.
Yeah, we're speaking on the panel. Go see us in person.
It's actually such a master finesse of how we got to VidCon this year. I think it's kind of a master finesse.
It's crazy. So, you know, it's funny. It was only Jade who's always been speaking, and now I'm speaking.
Yeah! Okay, so check us out there. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to the podcast. We need more likes.
Follow my new Twitter, @Caru, Caru.
And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!